Kathy really has kind of taken the reins for our Dayton Free to Breathe walk and does a tremendous job raising funds and awareness. And those funds that are raised by the local community really go back to the Lung Cancer Research Foundation's mission, which is to improve lung cancer outcomes by funding research for the prevention, diagnosis, treatment, and ultimately the cure of lung cancer. And to date, we've funded 348 research grants, totaling over $31 million. And so we truly are just trying to improve outcomes and can't do it without the support of the local community. And so we're very excited about getting more people engaged in our work to really try and forward the mission.
Maybe both of you can comment on the need for more lung cancer research. This type of cancer is one of the more predominant types.
Approximately 224 people are diagnosed with lung cancer in the United States each year, and the five-year survival rate is at about 18%. Lung cancer actually takes the lives of 160,000 people in the United States each year, which is more than breast, prostate, and colon cancers combined. About half of all lung cancers actually occur in people who have already quit smoking, and 10 to 15% of all lung cancers occur in people who have never smoked. And as far as funding goes, lung cancer is actually the least funded of all cancers, even though it is the most common cancer. So that is correct, isn't it, Aubrey?
You got all the stats right. You know them very well.
And Aubrey, can you elaborate on the measures that are being taken to increase awareness about this issue?
Yeah, so we host events much like the Dayton event all across the country. So there are actually over 30 events that will be taking place this fall. And so we are really trying to engage the local lung cancer communities and people who've been impacted by lung cancer, their friends and family, to encourage them to come out and support us in these efforts. We're really hoping that people will kind of follow Kathy's lead and share their connection to the cause to really generate more awareness about the disease. You know, I think we find that a lot of people aren't as familiar with lung cancer or some of those statistics that we were just talking about and are kind of blown away when they hear them. And so we're really trying to get more people to come out and join us and not just participate on event day, but talk about lung cancer and how it's impacted their lives.
I also wanted to point out about the lung cancer screening and who's eligible for a lung cancer screen. Screenings are really only for people who are most likely to develop lung cancer, and that's kind of unfortunate. But there are pros and cons to screening, and you would want to talk to your doctor about actually taking part in the screening program. But if you're 55 years or older and you have smoked at least a pack of cigarettes for 30 years, and if you quit smoking 15 years ago, you are a candidate for a lung cancer screen. If you're 50 years or older and you've smoked two packs of cigarettes for 15 years or 20 years, you are eligible for a lung cancer screen as well. And I did want to talk about our event this year.
Sure.
So our event is again at the Dayton Raceway. And I know that probably sounds crazy to have a lung cancer walk at the Dayton Raceway, but they have been so, so good to us. They provide a beautiful location for us to have our event. And this year's event will be Saturday, September 8th. The Dayton Raceway provides a nice family atmosphere. I mean, it's in the back. You don't go through the casino or anything like that. So it is family friendly. And we'll have a PA system there that will have a disc jockey. We'll have great, great music. And we'll have lots of good food for people. And we'll have a water station. And the actual event will be a two-mile walk around the raceway. And all participants will be given a $10 free paid voucher to be used if you're 21 years of age or older. That will be distributed to all the participants. It's just going to be a really, really great day. Last year we had such a good time, and I know a lot of my friends that came out had the $10 voucher, and hey, they walked away with an extra little cash in their pocket before they left. So it was really, really nice, and I can't say enough good things about the raceway. They really supported us in a big way.
And the event has grown a little bit each year.
Right, exactly. We would like to see this year about 450.
Okay.
And That would be growth from last year. We had about 400 last year, and we raised about $35,000. We would like to raise, you know, of course, a little bit more every year.
And I would just add, as a kind of an incentive for participants to help us with our fundraising efforts to reach those goals, anyone who raises $100 or more will receive our official Lung Cancer Research Foundation Free to Breathe Walk t-shirt.
Great. Where can people find out more information on how to participate and maybe walk away with some extra cash?
If you go to freetobreathewalk.org, you'll see different locations. You can click on the Dayton location. And you can either start your own team or you can join a team that's already started. If you're not able to make it that day and you feel, you know, an urge to donate to our cause, it certainly will be appreciated. No amount is too small. We would really like to see you come out on the day of the event.
The only thing that I would add is that if you're not able to join us at the Dayton event or any of our other events this year just due to timing or too much going on this fall, and we certainly know everybody's very busy, but you do want to get involved in the work that we're doing and help to improve lung cancer outcomes, please go ahead and reach out to us. You can reach us at info@lcrf.org, and we would love to talk more about ways in which you can help to support our mission and our cause.
The Free to Breathe Walk is taking place Saturday, September 8th at Dayton Raceway. I've been speaking with Aubrey Rhodes. She is the Lung Cancer Research Foundation's Vice President of Community Engagement and Outreach. And Kathy Fennig is a maternal-fetal medicine clinical nurse research specialist with Premier Health Partners and a member of the National Lung Cancer Partnership. Aubrey and Kathleen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
Thank you. It's been great.